Oh boy. Jesus Christ. Bridge collapses in Atlanta freeway fire during rush hour. Holy shit. A massive fire caused a bridge to collapse Thursday night at Interstate 85 in Atlanta, one of the busiest stretches of roadway in America, backing up rush hour traffic for several miles, creating what the mayor called a long-term, Jesus, a bridge collapse. Well, there you go. There's that infrastructure thing we've been talking about. I'll tell you one thing about, you want to put people to work? Engineers, laborers, construction companies, you fucking name it, man. It's a public works project, though, see? And that ain't exactly up to fucking, you know, some people's alley. You know what I'm saying. However, General Shaw, I'd put this country on a wartime footing, get everybody's ass out of bed at 5 a.m. You can't do that, General. Yeah? You want to see me? Well, General, I mean, there has to be some volunteer... volunteer what? I went to a party at David Horowitz's house once with my... My then wife, Maria. She was, and still is. Maria's kind of a, she's a Republican. She's a conservative, which is fine. That's the funny thing about Maria and I. We had a lot of arguments. We never argued about politics. And not really, you know. Just sort of, that was cool. It was all right, you know. It's, I don't know why. I mean, I generally don't mind arguing. We didn't have a fucking problem, you know. But I think one night I got kind of bugged. It was the election of 2000 when I voted for Al Gore, and everybody in the family was a Bush fan, and I had to go and watch TV like 8,000 miles away from everybody.
Yeah.
What was I going to say about that? I forget. Oh, anyway, she says, we're going to a party this weekend. David Horowitz is having a party. I said, yeah, who is this guy? Because I thought David Horowitz, at the time, we had a guy on Channel 4 who did one of those consumer, you know, protection shows. You're like, I'll protect you. And he'd go out to some business that's ripping people off. In fact, David Horowitz, the consumer guy, I think was one of the first in the country to do that. But I knew this is a different cat. And nice man, really nice guy. And Christ almighty, I saw at this party, I talked to Gloria Allred. It turns out was a fan of mine. And I'm not saying that, but it was kind of cool, you know. She says to Maria, she goes, you know that I go to bed every night with your husband. Kind of. She was a nice lady. I mean, and she told me the whole story about coming out to California with a little kid, a little tiny kid in tow, a little five-year-old girl, as she said. That was her daughter, Lisa Bloom. She said, I had $500. I had this kid. And, you know, I had this dream of opening a law practice, etc. She came from Philadelphia, I think. And it was an interesting story. And then I saw Robert Davi. You know that actor who's now, doesn't he have a talk show? He was there. And he was following Larry Elder around. Larry Elder was there. And Robert Davi was hanging out with Larry Elder. And David Horowitz is there. So a lot of conservative people. But nice, you know, it wasn't bad thing. It was fun. And everybody was cool. And we were drinking their booze and eating their food. Well, I don't remember that. But he had a home in the Pacific Palisades with a swimming pool. And then you'd look and PCH was there and then the beach. I don't know what beach. I don't really, shouldn't really say, but it was a beach, and like any beach. I mean, there's a fucking highway there, and there's beach everywhere, so I guess you can take your pick. But nice guy, and his wife was a great, terrific lady. Maybe it was they didn't talk politics or something that day. Maybe that was it.
And then I also met a congressman. I don't know who the guy was.
I don't know who this congressman was. I think he was an Orange County guy, I think. I'm not sure. But that was a long time ago, man. It was, 2016? About 13, 14 years ago. Seems like only yesterday, though, you know. And I remember being so fucking out of it. I must have been hungover or tired. Because, you know, I worked late. And that was one of the things that killed me about being married and with kids and everything. You're up early and you're looking around and you're like, don't even know where you are. And you're not, never getting enough sleep. And but I was really kind of dingy that day, I remember. Just like, yeah. And so I saw a guy that I knew, and I couldn't remember his fucking name. Name's Dave, Phil. Oh, I think I said, hey, how you doing, Dave? You know? And just stuff like that.
I swear to God, I don't think I made a very good impression.
I probably don't make a good impression now, but I don't think I made a very good impression back then. You know, I was way overweight, And my weight is way down now, man. I'm like, I'm riding around 230 now, and I'm on my way to I'm going back to 210. Because I just saw my doctor, and he goes, Phil, you got to get, you know, and he's right. But I was overweight, and I was slow, and I was tired, and the only thing I had energy for was my show, you know. Now, I don't even have fucking energy for this shit, you people. No, I'm kidding. So I had to print off that bridge collapsing story. Are you kidding? Man, that's out of sight, man. One day turnaround. SpaceX launches first recycled rocket as CEO Elon Musk seeks one-day turnaround. This might be a good one for SpaceX on Thursday launched and landed a first-stage rocket booster that had previously flown, a milestone that could signal a new era of low-cost space transportation. How many interesting, and I don't say this interesting as in ooh, I mean interesting as in very tragic, but maybe we can learn something from it. How many civilian or private, I should say, how many of these private pilots who have, you know, piloted these private craft, I know that this was probably just automated, but you remember those pilots that lost their lives two, three years ago? Remember that? And I don't know. I don't remember the circumstances of it. As opposed to in the public sector, NASA, you know, we know Apollo... One, which was Gus Grissom, and the other two chaps lost their lives on that launch pad fire. I can't fucking believe that Gus Grissom was a big name when I was growing up. Everybody knew his name. He was an astronaut, and John Glenn, Alan Shepard, Scott Carpenter. You know all these names. These Mercury guys were really famous because it was the first time we were going into space, and every single one of these dudes, you can still remember them walking down the thing with that fucking... that thin spacesuit they used to wear with that tube. They always be holding a tube. Remember that? They'd be holding their tube. Like, what's the tube for, man? I don't know. Just, I got a tube. Put food in it, man. Put drugs in it. And they were always, you know, and then they'd go, and the flight wasn't very long. I'm talking too much. Did I print this? I didn't. I'm probably driving my web guys fucking nuts tonight, because I want to ask all you guys who are BSPs to be ready tomorrow night on the BSP chat with your 10 favorite shows of 2016, or with three of your favorite shows for 2016. I have to come up with a 2016 best of. But anyway, I'm driving our web guys nuts with all kinds of little fine tuning things on the website. What a day. What a bunch of shit. I'm getting sick and tired of this goddamn news cycle. This whole fuck off, you know? God damn it. Can't we have one, two, three, four, five fucking days of competency and enough of this shit? I don't like it, you know? I don't like Russia. I don't like any of that shit. You know, I just want to... Oh, fuck. What am I looking for here, man? God damn. Best, greatest country in the world, but we'll fuck this motherfucker up somehow, won't we? We'll find a way. We'll find a way. Greatest country in the history of the world, and this generation can't wait to fuck it up. God. Mavis Leonard remembers the Mercury program. Oh, look at this shit, man. Hold on. Fuck. No, man. No. If I go to any of the character pages and I click on what? The head, another head, I click on another head, it doesn't link. Fuck, man, I got more. You know what, man, I can't do fucking texts. Texting is bullshit. Texting is so fucking hard. Huh? The fuck? See. That doesn't make any fucking sense. How would anybody know that? I sat there. People aren't that. Okay, man. Yeah, I was just talking to Shane. I said, there's a glitch on the character pages. Go to Chris Norton. Ideally, and what I love about these pages is you go to Chris Norton, Then below you see the last four shows that Chris Norton was on. And you can continue to investigate Chris Norton with those shows. Or you can go back to those time that time. Let's say Chris Norton, January 3rd. And now you are on the timeline of January 3rd. So you can begin to investigate shows on either side of him. I think it's a great feature. And I think you guys will like it. That helps get you into the archives a lot easier, you know. And so we use these characters as, you might say, I don't know, gatekeepers or something, you know. That kind of sounds kind of weird, but... what's the fucking time? I gotta get my fucking ass in gear. Jesus Christ, man. Mavis Leonard. And then I have this traffic. The government contracts with private contractors, and
yeah, but why can't the city? You know, why didn't the city do it? Because it becomes a federal program, and I just don't agree with the federalization of it.
You'd rather have bridges collapsing.
I'd rather have a bridge collapse, yes, than pay federal dollars, than pay my tax dollars for another guy's bridge. I think it's point of pride that I have a bridge that never collapsed. You know.
Ivanka Trump. Is this a Sean Hannity fucking column? Oh, Christ, it's Fox News. Well, no wonder. By Sean Hannity. Dude, high on fucking drugs, man. Shit. Well, we got two things. We got cats dealing with the Russians, and we have the way we found out about it. Cats dealing with the Russians is pissing off the left wing. The way we found out about it is pissing off the right wing. That is spying, leaks, shit like that, as opposed to Russians interfering with the elections and... God knows, you know, trolls, all that shit. And it's completely politicized. It's got nothing to do with love of country. It's all about how they got to be right, they got to be right. Fuck them both. We still got more of this goddamn Tommy Lahren, whatever the fuck her story is, man. You're kidding me. Venezuela muzzles legislature moving close to one-man rule. This world is really going to fucking hell in a handcart, isn't it, man? It's getting handed over to the fucking Nazis now. We got rid of all the commies. Now here come the fucking Nazis. Fuck. What are we talking about here? Mavis and Larry Grover. No, man, I don't need that yet. I do need this, though. There's my girl. How you doing, Thunder? Hi, baby. This fucking cat's weird, man. She, like, cries in the middle of the night, all kinds of shit.
All right, April's going to be 7:47. Thank you. All
right. Testing, 1-2. What the fuck is that? Okay. That's good. I got that. I got it, man. I got it. We need some Dave Oliva tonight, man. That's what we need. I love that guy. Yeah, well, you know, Mr. Henry, I know you like me because you think I'm funny, but... That looks like the Joker standing on the roof of a... All right, so with Dave, what we got going on, man, Dave? Tonight Show in Orlando. Why is the Tonight Show going to be in Orlando? James Harden, Miles Garrett, Penn State. So the Chinese cat's going to be in Mar-a-Lago. President Z, whatever his name is. Is that his name? President Z? How to pronounce, I gotta ask myself, how do you pronounce Z?
Xi Jinping.
Xi, President Xi Jinping. Would you fuck off? God damn. Hello?
Xi Jinping.
Xi. I think we are, Miss Henry. Well, 1 minute. We got a minute. Testing 1, 2, 3. Oh, you know, get this shit going here, too, y'all. I got to get this, man. Let me see this girl.
Hey, everyone.
Yeah, it is. Bitching. What was I gonna play, man? Fuck. Testing. 1, 2. All right, man, I'm ready.